With the annual release of Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results comes a mountain of new data. Agency managers can be overwhelmed trying to look at it all, but two employees at the National Institutes of Health created a tool that easily organizes these results and turns them into actionable data. It's called the Employee Viewpoint Survey Analysis and Results Tool, or EVS-ART. What once took weeks or even months can now take a few hours. Robin Clevens is a senior analyst. Camille Hoover is an executive officer. Both work at the National Institutes of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases at NIH. They tell Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco why they created the tool. The first voice you hear is Hoover's.
As a senior executive for one of the institutes at NIH, I care very much about the people of the organization and want to make sure that we've created a culture where the employees can flourish. And what that means is that they have the tools and the resources to achieve their mission, that innovation is rewarded, and that there are accountabilities and standards. And so the beauty of the Employee Viewpoint Survey that the Office of Personnel Management puts out is that it is the voice of the people. It tells you if, in fact, you are creating the culture that you hope to create. And when you get all the data, which is very rich, it's an enormous amount of data to sort through and sift through, and every federal agency independently is sifting through and deciding how to do the analysis. And that can take weeks or months. So I asked my senior analyst, Robin, if she could create a framework so that we could tap into the richness of the data that was available. And she created a masterpiece.
So Robin, yeah, why don't you tell us about the specific tool itself, what it is, how you got started, what questions you asked yourself, you know, in kind of figuring out what this tool would look like and how it would be used.
The tool itself is called the Employee Viewpoint Survey Analysis and Results Tool. We call it EVS-ART. I set out to create a tool that captured all of the themes that OPM has told us to look for in the past. There are a series of like 15 index measures and key categories that we look at: employee engagement, intrinsic work experience, global satisfaction, et cetera. And as Camille mentioned, we received the information and it's a tremendous amount of data. And we were all working to try and make the most of it. And at times it can take a long time to do that. So I set out to create a tool that would allow us to actually simplify that process. And through doing that, and about a year and a half worth of work and bringing in my colleague, V Tran, we were able to do that and to automate the tool. Now you can do an analysis using this Excel-based tool in less than 5 minutes. What used to take 30 hours, sometimes weeks or months for agencies, can be done in 5 minutes. So there's a tremendous efficiency created there.
And I think we should mention that that timing aspect seems to be really important, because I know that one of the keys to the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey is that ultimately the employees themselves feel that supervisors looked at the data and that they're going to use the data to make valuable changes to benefit the organization and themselves. So can you, either one of you, talk about that piece a little bit?
Sure. So I think that instead of waiting weeks or months to get your analysis with this tool, what we have created is a dashboard where you can, within minutes, hone in on your organization, where it's successful, where things need to be improved, where there is obviously pain points for the employees of the organization. And you can quickly then focus, instead of on going through the analysis, in coming up with what are the strategic interventions you want to do. So if you have a struggling organization, you're going to want to do interventions. If you have a high functioning organization, you're going to want to capture best practices and make sure that you're doing more and more of that to keep your employees happy and well engaged. So it's beautiful in that it shows you the picture of what is happening in every sub-organization.
Yeah, it's actually conditionally formatted so that the user can see the story. The themes kind of jump up, you know, off of the pages. You don't even have to know how the tool works to be able to see the story, to see where we need to focus, where our strengths are, where our opportunities for improvement are. It's very easy to use. You only need basic Excel knowledge, and it's very easy to read.
And one of the things that we want to do, because we're so excited about this tool, and it can help all of our sister agencies in federal government. And so we want to have every opportunity to provide it as a gift, free, to any and all who are wanting to take it. And it's amazing the response we've had so far, and the amount of work you can cut down, your dollars that you can cut down in savings and having to do your own independent analysis, that now you can focus on actually working on the voice of the people and what they want, and making sure that you are meeting those needs and helping to achieve the mission. For us, the mission is improving public health. And so figuring out how we can make sure our employees are engaged and have what they need in the right culture and environment is tremendously powerful.
And so tell us a little bit about some of those sister organizations, maybe offices, subcomponents, et cetera, that you're working with and that are maybe starting to use this tool.
There are actually several that are using it. CDC is using it. FDA is using it. We're meeting with Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Interior. So it's outside of HHS. We're trying to get this as shared as broadly as possible. One of our sister agencies within HHS actually reduced their reporting time from 72 days to one. That's a huge cost savings. And then they can use that information immediately to start strategically implementing employee-based initiatives or projects or changes. Because they were able to save that amount of time, it was literally a 99% reduction in time and cost, they have increased the reporting sixfold. So now there are an additional 126 managers, supervisors, who are going to be getting their customized information for their areas for the first time. And that's where the important stuff happens, at the front. You know, oftentimes you see these high-level reports and everything looks great, but it's not until you do the deeper dives where you see that, you know, you may have 10 areas doing really wonderful and you may have one that's kind of hurting. And then you know you can focus there. You can also see themes across the board. So while you might have one department or one office that's not doing well, we're able to see across all of the areas if we need to work on, you know, global satisfaction or talent management, something to that effect.
In looking at some of the information about this tool that you created, one interesting part of it that I noticed was that it's very visual. So you can see specific areas, some of the themes that you just mentioned. It's almost like a heat map, right? So there are areas where you might be in the green, things that are performing well, and then it might move into yellow or red or orange if it's more of a challenge for your organization. So can you tell us a little bit more about that? I mean, it's very visual. I think it's very easy to see where your challenges are.
So it has a visual dashboard where it talks about your highest and lowest scores, your biggest shifts, and it does have a heat map. But it goes beyond that. The heat map tells you where to start looking. The information that you find behind it in the report is kind of like a path. It narrows that down to where you actually need to be focusing on. And so the heat map will assist you in starting that process, whereas the background reporting is set up to really draw your eye to the areas. For example, employee engagement is made up of a series of questions in three sub-areas. So you may have a 75% satisfaction rate on employee engagement, but when you go into the sub-areas to take a look at how you're doing in the individual, the additional streams or the individual questions, you might see something that jumps out at you that is not right and that needs attention. That's lost when you round everything up, when you roll everything up to the institute level.